You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, visit robertprice.co.
Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I am grateful as ever to be here with you today. I just want to take a moment to say thank you for each of you who tune in each and every week to hear, you know, what's going on in the Productivity Boss Moves podcast, and I pray that it is giving you an opportunity to really change your life just through the different things that I share from a week to week basis. But I really want to say thank you, because if you didn't show up every week, it would be really difficult to stay encouraged to do this show, right? If there was no one listening, then, you know, it would be hard to keep going. But you guys keep showing up and you keep tuning in, and I hope that this is definitely blessing your life. But this week we're talking about how to apply the book High Performance Habits, habit number 5, which is develop influence. But before we go into that, this is the last week I'll be touching on this particular book, and some of you who are avid listeners, what you may have noticed is, hey, he talked about habit 1 before, he talked about habit 2, and now this week we're talking about habit 5. Yes, this week we're talking about habit 5. What I want to do is just quickly review all 6 habits in the book that are covered by the author Brendon Burchard, and I'll post a link to that book in the show notes. But I want to just kind of review quickly some of those we covered, talk briefly about the last habit, which is number 6, but then we're going to dig into habit number 5. All right, so habit 1 was seek clarity. And if you go back to that episode, which I'll post in the show notes, you can see kind of what we're talking about there. We're just, you know, it's hard to drive 100 miles an hour if you don't know where you're going. So this is all about knowing where you're going as a leader, having clarity of your direction, because when you know where you're going, it's easy for people to follow you because your direction is very clear. Versus if they're confused about it, it might be a lot more reluctant to follow you in that scenario. Habit number 2 is about generate energy. We talked about that last week, really how the world belongs to the energetic, right? Your mind can be telling you to do something, but it's not unless your body and your other kind of emotional, mental, spiritual panels have enough energy that you can actually follow through and capture whatever that thing is that's in front of you, that your heart is prompting you to go after. Habit number 3 was raise necessity. So what this habit is really about is you raising the stakes. I talked in a prior episode about a gentleman I worked with who their problem was, man, I can keep promises that I make to everyone else, but I can't keep the promises that I make to myself. So my suggestion was, hey, why don't you grab your 3-year-old daughter and tell them, hey, you know, if your lead domino is to be in bed by 10 p.m., why don't you promise them you'll be in bed by 10 p.m. and see how that goes for you? Because now you're following through on the promise you made to your daughter, versus, you know, having it on yourself. So where this Michael Jordan documentary is coming out later on tonight, actually. When you're hearing this, it'll be later on tonight. And, you know, it's phenomenal, this doc. But one thing Michael Jordan did was he often picked little things to motivate him. This person said this over here. This person did this over here. And that's really what drove him. So Raising Necessity is all about you creating a narrative that you can, you know, put your performance inside of. And so that was one of the narratives I had that gentleman create. And at least for a week, he was able to follow through on that commitment because he made that connection with the goal that he set. And so that was habit number three. Habit number four is increased productivity. And pretty much almost every week on this podcast, we're talking about increasing productivity. The podcast is called Productivity Boss Move. So, you know, there's just different, you know, one of the main point that Brendan talks about in the book is that, you know, what you've heard me say before, but until your most important work is done, then, you know, there's nothing that should come before it. And, you know, I use this example of my grandfather a lot, but my grandfather, he used to say, whenever we would pack the car, he would say, hey, put those big bags in there first, because then the little bags, we can just kind of find corners. We can stuff stuff around the big bags, but it's pretty difficult to find space for the big bags if all the little bags are occupying the space already, because those you need the perfect spot for. They can't just kind of, you know, fall in between the little bags. So we would never do that packing the car. So we shouldn't do that in the activities that we do every day. I know some things are like low hanging fruit and it's like, let me just get some momentum really fast. But in all actuality, when we put those big rocks in first, those big bags in first, you know, we have space for the little stuff to fit around it. And some of the little stuff isn't even necessary. You know, after we put the big bags in, I always use the example of, you know, let's say you're working on a project that's going to profit you a fortune. But you're trying to decide between working on that project and house chores. When if you got that project done, you may be able to earn enough money where you could actually pay someone to do the house chores. So in that case, the project was more important than the house chores, because once you got the project done, now you actually still don't even need to do the house chores and you can spend time working on another project. It's just a quick example for you. So that was habit number four. Habit number five is develop influence. But we're going to talk about that for the remainder of this episode. But habit six is about develop courage. And, you know, just that quote at the end, I quote every week, that says that, you know, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. Or there was a quote I used to say before, there was no desires that were given to us. There was no dream that was given to us without the purpose of us accomplishing it. Right. And so just being brave, being bold. And really what that means is taking the first step. So whatever project or, you know, thing you have on your mind, really, it's all about taking that first step to welcome that thing in your life. It's not, you know, how do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And before you know it, you'll be like, wow, I'm at the end of this elephant. And I couldn't even imagine this when I started. So, yeah, just developing courage to go beyond whatever your limiting beliefs are. Just go for it. You got permission. You're certified. But we're going to deal with develop influence. So here's how I want to start with this. Develop influence. Show sincere appreciation. You stand out. Again, that's the direct quote. Show sincere appreciation. You stand out. So I'll never forget, there's my church has a really strong system when it comes to really showing appreciation for volunteers. And one of the systems is to write 2 thank you notes to people on your team, right, who you want to recognize for that week. And, you know, just as a part of me being a part of leadership and developing, you know, going along with this strategy, there was a person that I thanked, and you know, you write those thank you cards and you're like, you know, they're gone. You're not thinking about it after you write it and you release it per se. But one of the young ladies who got the thank you note said to me one day, thank you so much for writing that note. And this was literally after a few weeks, because I hadn't seen the person, you know, in a few weeks after this happened. But he said, thank you so much for that note. I literally hung it up and on my mirror and I read it every day. And I'm like, wow. I just, you know, I was just doing what I, you know, was asked to do. But literally that made an impact in that young lady's life. And it developed the way the interaction was different after that point, right? The interaction of, you know, how this person saw me just from me saying thank you in a note. So that begins to really break the tip of the iceberg with this subject, that just by, you know, showing appreciation, you stand out via a thank you note, a letter, a text, a call, whatever it is, right? This one activity, you're talking about moving up a corporate ladder or, you know, whatever you're trying to do to grow and develop as a leader, like this is a skill that can transcend any industry. So that's why I really love it. And here's the thing. Another quote is that if you're the one who appreciates people the most, you become most appreciated. Again, if you're the one who appreciates people the most, you become most appreciated. And so I think about this time when my wife was in the hospital, and she was in the hospital for about 3 weeks leading up to our son being born, Caleb. And when she was in the hospital, we got to know a few of the nurses pretty well because, you know, we were in there so long. And then so you would know, okay, here are the nurses that work on the day shift. Here are the nurses that work on the night shift. And, you know, you just got to know people pretty well. And what happened is, of course, I started making a list. I always make a list, right? So I did this list in my head of top 5 nurses, right? Out of the people who cared for my wife these last few weeks, here are some of the people that stood out to me. You know, I'm just making mental notes, you know, maybe to say thank you and different things later on, which we got an opportunity to do that. But in this process, one of the nurses who was not originally on my list of the top 5 ended up bringing my wife a teddy bear and a card, just showing appreciation and thanking her for just her resilience and fighting through this really tough scenario. You know, she was going through a sickle cell crisis and wasn't in a condition to be able to birth a baby. While going through this, it wasn't strong enough. So she really needed to fight through that crisis to be able to get on the other side and eventually birth our son. And so one of the nurses kind of just talked about the genuine appreciation and admiration she had for my wife for her being able to fight through this time the way she did. And immediately when I went back to my list, this particular nurse who wasn't on the list originally, now all of a sudden she's on the list. Just from exercising this muscle of thank you. And so when I realized that, just thinking about this subject makes me go back to that moment, because, you know, it just really magnifies this aspect of how great an impact just the words thank you can make. And even going a step further and maybe putting it in a note or card or having a beer or whatever the way is that you do it beyond the norm, right? That really stood out, and I'll never forget that scenario. And that's really what I want to focus on about this chapter. There's a lot that we can get into, but really this part about showing gratitude and appreciation. But a couple of other parts is number two, to become their champion and challenge people. So it's one thing to have a person on your side where they're willing to listen to you and follow you and be challenged by you. But it's another thing to cash in on that influence and actually challenge them, because you've developed, you have that rapport, you have that relationship, and now you can pull that person up even more and push them further into what you see in them. You know, have those seeing you conversations and challenge them with what you see in them, so that they become, you know, they reach their full potential. And the other thing is to role model the way. Example is leadership. So, you know, whatever you're challenging this person to do, you actually do that thing, or at least do the equivalent of what you're asking them to do in the space that you're in, right? It's not always the same thing that you're asked to do because of the dynamics of how our lives are set up. But it could be a scenario where there's an equivalent that you can commit to in that process. And so those are the other two. But the main part that really is the gateway to the other things about challenging people and leading the way. And because another thing on that role model piece is most of the things, you know, it shows, you know, the studies show that most of the things children learn from their parents are caught versus taught. Right. So people will, you know, they really follow well what you do versus what you say. It's the really what you do is the culture you create. What you say is you hope something sticks, but what you do is that's the culture that you create. So I, of course, want to emphasize this point, this gateway point that opens everything up with showing appreciation. So here's my challenge to you this week. And I challenged my Focus Academy. I challenged the community with this week. And, oh, man, just phenomenal stories were shared. I mean, people were, you had relationships restored. You had, you know, you really had a people's lives changed as a result of these thank you letters coming across. And even the people who you had people's lives changed who wrote the notes where relationships were restored. But then you had people saying this helped to change me in ways and see differently, especially in this time when a lot of people are suffering through loss or, you know, loss of a loved one or loss of a job or, you know, to show someone appreciation. And this time specifically is even more meaningful and powerful. And so here's the boss move of the week. It is to write a thank you letter to at least one person every day. A thank you letter, a thank you note. And it could be, I don't want to get, you know, in the weeds of the details on this. It could be through a letter that you mail. It could be through a text that you send. It could be through an email that you write. It could be through a voice memo that you send. Like, it could be so many things. However, it should be a way you communicate with this person that's not typical of you to communicate with them. And I would say, think of someone you can have one of the letters go to who wouldn't think that you were, they were on your radar, right? And so that is really where influence is developed and grown. And so that's it. Write a thank you letter to at least one person every day this week. Remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Everyone have a productive week.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, visit robertprice.co. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you listen to.